KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For a day coming up next hour as well. This hour, for the full hour, we're going to check in with Andrew Morton. You know the name Andrew Morton. He has written books, Diana, Monica Lewinsky. He wrote the Tom Cruise unauthorized biography. He wrote a book about the Queen. He is considered one of the best when it comes to the royals. He has written a new book called The Windsors and Winston Churchill. We're also going to talk to him about how the Epstein files are landing in Great Britain. All of that coming up for the full hour. So stay right here. We're going to get to all of that. First, let me tell you about Webroot, because Webroot is a better digital life with a better partner. Webroot, new year, new devices, new you, and new peace of mind. Get help protecting your devices, your identity, and your privacy in 2026. Choose the protection that fits your life with Webroot Essentials or Webroot Total Protection. Webroot makes it easy to choose the protection that's right for you. Now, if you have a new device, Webroot Essentials delivers lightning-fast antivirus plus password protection and web threat shield, helping protect your devices, your personal information, and passwords from malware, ransomware, and more. Now, for me and my family, we choose Webroot Total Protection. It's an all-in-one device, privacy and identity protection that takes the guesswork out of cybersecurity. Now, new year, new device. Whether you're upgrading the current tech you have or sticking with what you have right now, now is the time to protect all of you and your family's devices at 60% off with Webroot's trusted cybersecurity solutions. This new year, choose the protection that's right for you. Visit webroot.com/AAN in lower cases. They do not make this easy for that extra 60% off. That's webroot.com/AAN. Make sure it's in lower case for that 60% off Webroot. Stay right there for the full hour. Andrew Morton on the Royals, Winston Churchill, and how are the Epstein files playing in Great Britain, because Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, might be on his way out. All of that straight ahead. America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Our next guest has written some of the most iconic books of his generation. He wrote Diana, Monica. He wrote about Tom Cruise, Madonna, The Queen. And Andrew Morton is out with a brand new book called Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped the Royal Dynasty. Andrew Morton, thanks for joining us on America at Night.
Thanks for inviting me. Nice to talk to you.
Let's talk about Winston Churchill, because is this the first time you've dove into Winston Churchill?
Well, he's been kind of at the fringe of things. Certainly when I wrote about the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, he was there. But it's the first time that I focused on Churchill's role in shaping the royal dynasty. And it just struck me that there have been politicians like Lord Melbourne who helped to advise Queen Victoria. But the only one that I could think of and find who advised the whole dynasty, George V, George VI, Edward, the Queen, and so on, was Winston Churchill. So I thought I'd explore that, which I have done.
Yeah, the book is called Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. Andrew Morton, our guest. Winston Churchill is such a fascinating character, and he's been written about from all different angles. I don't think there's ever been one where he's sort of connected with...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345. Or 1-800-773-2345.
Us Americans, why the relationship between Churchill and the Windsors mattered. One was an elected, the other one was just a figurehead. Why was it so important that these two groups and these two people and these two parties got along?
Well, Churchill had a phrase for the Constitution. It was pomp without power. That was the monarchy. Not pomp with power, but pomp without power. And so he exercised the power, but he always deferred to the royal family, who had the pomp, the shining breastplates, the marching soldiers, the crowds outside Buckingham Palace. And it's different to America, where you have pomp allied and intimately involved with power. So you have the president who exercises real power, but also can exercise pomp as well.
Interesting. Talk about his support for King Edward and the abdication, because I think that's some of the most interesting parts of your book, Winston and the Windsors.
Yes, indeed. I mean, Churchill put his whole career on the line. He really came to the abdication crisis from that, from the perspective of a man of the world. He thought to himself, Edward VIII wants to be with this woman, Wallis Simpson. Well, let him, but just don't marry. Just keep her in the background. Don't push it. And he found that his strategy was ignored by Edward VIII, and it put him in an enormously difficult position. He was seen as by his enemies as trying to start a king's party. He spoke in Parliament and was shouted down. So he lost an awful lot of political credibility by supporting Edward VIII, who could have actually engineered a situation where he stayed on the throne and went through the coronation, as Churchill advised, and then at some point in the future introduced his mistress, Wallis Simpson, lady from Baltimore, into the body politic. And it makes me smile, really, because guess who did exactly that, who played the long game? Prince Charles.
Right.
He didn't marry Camilla straight away. He eventually married her after the death of the Queen Mother, because he respected her wishes. And then gradually changed her title from Duchess of Cornwall to the Queen. And that was endorsed by the Queen. And there wasn't rioting in the streets. And it would have been the same with Edward VIII. He could have accepted the crown, had the coronation, and it would have been a brave prime minister who would have said, you can't marry who you now wish to marry.
Mm. But Churchill had to have known that was an unpopular position and that was going to actually hurt him along the way with the public.
Well, that's a good point. He, in actual fact, when you look back at it, the British public were kept in the dark, and when they finally knew what was going on, the demonstrations outside Buckingham Palace, the mailbag to Buckingham Palace, were all very positive. And if you look at pictures of that critical week in December 1936, when the abdication crisis came to a head, thousands of people demonstrated in favour of the king outside Buckingham Palace. It was the Church of England, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the political class that forced him to abdicate.
Andrew Morton is our guest. His new book is Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. What's interesting about Churchill is, many things, but his rise and fall numerous times throughout his career is pretty extraordinary. I don't know if there's been another political figure that has risen and fallen as much as Winston Churchill.
Yeah, good point. I mean, he was... people before the Second World War, when he became the leader, books were written about him with the titles like Churchill, A Study in Failure, because he was only remembered for his as the architect of the Dardanelles campaign, which was this disastrous attempt to take the Dardanelles Straits in Turkey during the First World War, that left many thousand British, Canadian, and Australian troops slaughtered. So he wasn't popular, and also his opposition to Indian independence placed a big wedge between himself, the Conservative Party, his natural party, and the Labour Party.
Andrew Morton, a lot of your books you've written about either living people or people who are our contemporaries. Here you had to go back, more of a history book. How did you go about doing it?
Oh, I loved it. It was the Churchill Library at Cambridge was a positive repository of Churchilliana, and also Blenheim Palace is a fascinating place which I recommend to your listeners that they visit if they come over to Britain. It's a World Heritage Site, and that's where he was born. That's where he was brought up.
Interesting. How much of the relationship between the Windsors and Churchill were known at the time?
Well, he was part of the furniture, so and that's the interesting thing. He was called in often to give advice as an independent counselor, as it were, and he was a very popular figure when he became, for a short time, for four or five years, Chancellor of the Exchequer. Such was his drawing power that the House of Commons, where he spoke, would have lines of people outside waiting for him to speak. And it always makes me laugh because when he ran out of money, he'd go to America and go on a lecture tour and earn his overdraft back that way. And on one occasion, he was in New York. And he got out of a taxi, looked the wrong way, and was knocked over by an off-duty taxi. And he was taken to Lenox Hill Hospital, where the receptionist, this grim-faced lady, had no truck with him, even when he said, "I'm a British statesman and a friend of the king." Finally, he was admitted and given a bed. And the amusing thing was that it happened in the early 1930s during Prohibition, and such was his stature that the king himself actually rang to make sure, phoned from Buckingham Palace to see that he was okay. And in those days, transatlantic phone calls were quite tricky, and he got the doctor to write him a prescription saying that to help all his bumps and bruises recover, he had an unlimited supply of alcohol. As we all know, he was a great lover of champagne and brandy and of whiskey and soda. And so he had the drink. But also, after the accident and after he recovered, he earned more selling the story of his exploits and his with the Terra Firma of New York than the actual book tour itself.
That's
he's all skinned.
As
we said in Britain.
Great story. Andrew Morton, our guest. A couple more minutes with him. The book is called Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. And if that name sounds familiar, yes, the same Andrew Morton who wrote the book about Diana, who wrote the book on Monica Lewinsky, Tom Cruise, Madonna, the Queen. He's out with this new one, Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. Andrew Morton, our guest. When we come back, we'll talk about Churchill's funeral and the...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file with 100% accuracy for your maximum refund. Guaranteed. Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way. File your federal return by February 8th for $22.99, and I'll help you get the refund you deserve. Take it from me. A talking calculator speaking to you through the speakers of wherever you are. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
The Jeffrey Epstein story has now crossed the pond, and Keir Starmer is in trouble. We're going to talk to our guest Andrew Morton about that, and of course more about his book Winston and the Windsors: How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. But before we get to all of that about Jeffrey Epstein and Keir Starmer and the royals, I want to ask you about Winston Churchill's funeral, because the funeral, he dies in the mid-60s, and it's very poignant, and the Queen goes to great lengths to show her respect to Winston Churchill. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, and it was a very, it was one of my early memories. I was about 10 at the time, and 1965, It was a miserable grey day, like it is in London now. And the Queen usurped precedent by arriving at St Paul's Cathedral before the Churchill family, which was unprecedented. And she was the one who advocated a state funeral for Winston, and he didn't have much to do with it. He just said, give me lots of marching bands, and there were 9 in total. And it was in a way, a sign of Britain's past and a sign of Britain's future. And encapsulated in the ceremony surrounding this great statesman. It was a very moving occasion.
Hmm. One of the things I find most fascinating about Churchill and Great Britain was at the end of World War II, they're in Potsdam, and they're carving up Europe. And while they're at the conference, he loses his re-election bid and has to leave Potsdam, right? I mean, think about that. That's amazing that he would lose re-election at the end of the war and have to leave in the middle of the conference. That's always amazes me.
Well, yeah, but also Roosevelt died as well, and so he was replaced by Harry S. Truman. So, Stalin held the strongest cards there, and you're quite right. Churchill, having negotiated with Truman, and so with Roosevelt and with Stalin, had to put on his hat and coat and go back to Britain and let Attlee, the new British Prime Minister, take over. He was offered the Order of the Garter by George VI for his work, his sterling service during the Second World War. He refused it 3 times, saying, how can I accept the Order of the Garter when I've just been given the Order of the Boot by the British people?
Andrew Morton, our guest. The book is Winston and the Windsors, How Churchill Shaped a Royal Dynasty. It is a wonderful read. While we have you, let me ask you about some of the news going on around the world. The Jeffrey Epstein files have been released, and it seems like it has touched off a worldwide conversation. And part of the controversy is right there in your home country of Great Britain. Ambassador Mendelsohn seems to be in some hot water. How is that playing over there?
Hugely. I mean, there's talk of the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, standing down because he's the one who gave Mendelsohn the job of the diplomat to Washington. He's admitted that Mendelsohn was not truthful in relation to his relationship with Epstein. So it's had tremendous consequences for the main offices of state, for number 10 Downing Street, for the Prime Minister, but also for the monarchy, because we have a very senior royal, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, or used to be Prince Andrew, has basically been kicked out of the system. And he was, at one stage, second in line to the throne.
That is extraordinary. I want to get to Prince Andrew in a second, but let's stay with Keir Starmer for a second. Was it just last year he was swept up? He was a very well respected, right? Ran away with the election, and now they're talking about him not being able to withstand this. Is it all Mendelsohn, or is there something else going on there?
Well, he's not made a particularly strong fist of being Prime Minister. Some of his economic decisions and others have not been good, and he's disappointed. His approval rating is like minus 17, something like that. And so he was strong on the world stage when it came to negotiation, but not domestically, and that's where it counts. And the Epstein thing has just come into the House of Parliament like a tsunami. I mean, Mendelsohn was just a side figure until a week ago. Now he's a central character who could inadvertently bring down the Prime Minister himself.
And
he's just made a speech where he's apologised for his decisions. So, I mean, his own backbenchers are not very keen on him. And they're worried that, a bit like the Democrats with Biden, that if they keep him on, they'll inevitably will lose the election.
Yeah. Also, this Mandelson, from all accounts, I mean, he's not just a Johnny-come-lately. He's been a very central figure for years in British politics, has he not?
Absolutely. He was a European commissioner for a time. He's been, he was the architect, or one of the architects, for Tony Blair getting into power. And he was always known as the Prince of Darkness, because he knew the black arts of propaganda and publicity. But they seem to be biting him in the rear at the moment.
Yeah. Let's talk about Prince Andrew. As you said, he's lost his title. He's now, I guess, lost his house, and now he's apparently living in some two-bedroom flat in the West End, I guess. He's
he's joined the He's in Norfolk, in Sandringham.
Okay.
Which I have to say, this time of year, early dusk and rain is the most miserable part of Britain you can imagine. So I would anticipate that one of his sheikh friends will invite him to the Gulf, to some place that's a bit warmer.
How is that playing with the British public?
Oh, I mean, it's been every single day for weeks now. And I think people are just disgusted. And I think they're very upset as well by the Duchess of York, Fergie, and her behavior and the way that she was almost like a casual employee of Epstein and would say and do anything for his favor and obviously for money.
Yeah. What's amazing from looking at this scandal from the American side is you mentioned Mandelson, you mentioned Mountbatten, or you mentioned Mandelson, you mentioned Prince Harry and some of the others. There are real consequences, right? Keir Starmer might lose his prime ministership over Jeffrey Epstein. And on the American side, it's sort of like ho-hum. They're just saying, time to get past it, let's move on, there's nothing to see here. So it seems like this Epstein controversy is much more damaging to the British than it is to the Americans.
Absolutely, and it's a point that's been made again and again, that the Americans seem to have, apart from Bill Gates getting it in the neck, seem to have dodged a bullet. Obviously, in America, the stakes have been played for higher stakes. Everybody's been looking for Trump's involvement in this and looking for any kind of smoking gun.
Yeah. What do you think Winston Churchill would advise Prince Harry?
Keep your head down. I mean, he was a great American. I mean, remember, his mother was from Brooklyn. He was a great American. And ironically, he crossed the floor of the House of Commons. Actually, so he changed sides from the Conservatives to the Liberals over the question of tariffs. He was a great opposer of protectionism. He was going for free trade. That's one point. And he also always advised his prime ministers, and even if he was a prime minister he knew socially or politically, always the principal thing that they should be doing was keeping close to the Americans. And he did that
yeah.
During the Second World War.
Yeah, and I drive by Fulton, Missouri often, and drive by Westminster College, where he gave the famous Iron Curtain speech. And in a small little town, in a small little college in the middle of America, was probably one of the most powerful speeches the world has ever heard and he ever gave. I always stop and think about that. So tell your friends, right? I mean, it's an amazing small little place in world history happened right there.
Yeah, and when you actually see the film of it, it's shocking. It really is poorly lit and bad sound quality, and it shows you that you don't need to have top-notch technology. You just need the message that comes over.
Yeah. Andrew Morton.
And just to finish off,
indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Flip of the cartwheel. Thank goodness I'm away from the disaster that is the House of Windsor at the minute.
Yeah.
Anybody who criticizes him and his wife for cashing in or behavior that they find inappropriate, that's nothing compared to what's been going on in the House of Windsor over the last few months.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Andrew Morton, the Winston and the Windsors, how Churchill shaped a royal dynasty. Sir, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the book, and have a good day.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
My pleasure talking to you.
You got it. America at Night, back in a moment, right after this.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Sponsored by Underwriters Laboratories.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
All right, we are back a couple of minutes, and then we'll head off to hour number two. Hour number two is going to be filled with FBI agent, former FBI agent, who's going to be able to help read the tea leaves for us. No real information on this Nancy Guthrie story, and that's an insatiable appetite for more information, insatiable appetite for some type of resolution that I don't think we're going to get anytime soon. And this is really turning into a Lindbergh baby situation, where if you remember back the Lindbergh baby, right, Bruno Hauptmann took a ladder, went up into the upstairs bedroom, took the baby, and as the story goes, as he was coming down the ladder, they think he dropped the baby, thus killing the baby, then ran off, threw out the ransom notes, all knowing that the baby had died, got the money, right? Lindbergh gave Bruno Hauptmann some money, and then weeks later, Bruno Hauptmann was found, the money was found, the baby was found dead, and of course that was the crime of the century. He was ultimately put to death, but it was one of those things where, right, the whole country stopped, and the kidnapping happened, and sort of no one knew what happened for weeks. It's just sort of hard to believe that this, in 2026, some woman, even though she was living in the outer suburbs of Tucson, up in the mountains, in a rural area, that you're able to be abducted without a trace. I mean, this is a horror story. It's a bad TV show that's turned into real life. So we'll talk to the FBI director, the former FBI person, who's no longer with the FBI, but of course has been on cases like this, and we'll get her thoughts on what she thinks and all that. Hey, we mentioned Hillary Clinton went scorched earth on the Republicans yesterday, wanting these Epstein hearings to be open to the public. Now Bill Clinton's chiming in. Bill Clinton has chimed in and said, "I've called for the full release of the Epstein files. I have provided a sworn statement of what I know. And just this week, I've agreed to appear in person before the committee." He says, "Let's open it up and let's let everybody see what happens." He says, "Who benefits from this arrangement? Not the Epstein victims. Who deserves justice? He says, "The public deserves the truth." This only serves partisan interests. This is not a fact-finding mission. It's pure politics. So Bill Clinton and Hillary want to testify in public. And one of the few people, one of the few Republicans who are coming to the defense of Bill and Hillary is the President of the United States. That's right. He says, I like Bill Clinton. He also says Hillary Clinton, his former political opponent, he calls her very smart and capable. Remember, they were all together at Donald Trump's wedding to Melania. He also told NBC News, it bothers me that someone is going after Bill Clinton. See, I like Bill Clinton. I still like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump told NBC. He says, I liked his behavior towards me. I thought he got me. He understood me. So Donald Trump doesn't want the Clintons testifying. The Clintons want to do it in public. I'm telling you, this thing's going to blow up in somebody's face. This is going to blow off somewhere down the line. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to watching the Olympics this weekend. I know we got the Super Bowl. If I watch 6 seconds of the Super Bowl, it might be too much. That's not true. I'll probably end up watching. If it's a good game, I'll probably watch it. But I really don't care. I have zero desire. There's nothing new in the Super Bowl, right? It's been hyped for, 60 years now. The commercials, okay. The halftime show, I know people are making a political statement out of it. I don't care. The two teams, there's no it player playing. It just seems like it's a bit of a dud, it's just sort of nothing special. Watch it turn out to be the most exciting game in the history of the Super Bowl. But it doesn't have that pizzazz as past Super Bowls where there's a Tom Brady, where there's a villain, or there's a Pat Mahomes, everybody likes Patrick Mahomes, or there's a good guy, or a great story, or a national figure, or Taylor Swift coming to hang out. I don't know. Seems like it's lacking something. Stay right there. We're just getting started. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Millhaven. And this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
These are The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. Zubayar al-Bakush was identified by officials Friday as a member of the extremist militia in Libya. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the U.S. has not stopped seeking justice for the Americans killed in Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
President Trump deleting a social media post after a backlash from some Republican allies in Congress. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Among them was Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Trump ally and the only black Republican in the Senate, who called the video the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The negotiations were basically over Tehran's nuclear program after multiple rounds were held last year before Israel launched a 12-day war on Iran. The stock market roared back today as tech stocks recovered much of their losses from earlier in the week. The S&P 500 jumped 2% earlier today for its best day since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soaring 1,206 points at the closing bell, topping the 50,000 level for the first time, while the NASDAQ rallied 2.2% today. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes, and guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch him come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
The biggest battle in this year's Super Bowl may not involve football players. Bob Agnew has more.
The real contest this Sunday may be off the field as advertisers compete to win over 120 million plus viewers. Dozens of advertisers pulling out the stops this year for Super Bowl 60. The trends include health and telehealth companies advertising weight loss drugs and advertisers showcasing AI. You can also expect an appearance by the tried and true Budweiser Clydesdales. Bob Agnew reporting.
Molt's book, a so-called social network built exclusively for AI agents, has generated buzz in the technology world, and posts from the platform have set the Internet ablaze with conversations about autonomous artificial intelligence. While the technology world has been split between the excitement and skepticism about Molt's book, many experts have expressed security concerns about the platform. One researcher was able to gain unauthenticated access to a database that included personal information. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump administration launching TrumpRx, a site that will help patients buy prescription drugs at a discounted rate at a time when health care costs are growing concerns for Americans.
President Trump says TrumpRx will help patients buy prescription drugs directly and at a discounted rate, promising at its unveiling Thursday.
You're going to save a fortune.
The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. I'm Ben Thomas.
The unprecedented four-site Winter Games, Milan Cortina Winter Games, have officially been declared open at the conclusion of a ceremony replete with references to Italian icons and culture. This is the most spread out Olympics in history, with roughly the size of the state of New Jersey dotting an area that big. More breaking news and stories and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you believe they don't know anything, or do you believe they do know something and they're just not telling us?
I know that you're going to hate this answer, but I think it's probably a little bit of both. Obviously, the FBI, we don't want to put all of our investigative cards, I guess, you know, out on the table, especially when there is potentially a suspect still at large, a victim who is potentially still alive, and we may not have an actual location on them. So they could potentially have an idea of who a suspect is, but I don't believe that they, you know, have their location locked in to the point that they would feel comfortable sharing all of that with us.
Yeah, no, I'm not one of those members of the media who demand information before we need to have it. I believe they should hold on to it and tell me when I'm ready, right? The most important thing is taking care of the family and trying to solve the case. And while it is important to deal with the media, we will find out in due time. I'll start with the ending first of yesterday's news conference, because what I thought was most interesting was I thought the sheriff did a phenomenal job of being respectful for the questions and trying to answer it in a very respectful way and wanting to get as much information out as possible. But at the end of the interview, at the end of the news conference, he said, please give us space and please give us time. I sort of inferred from that it might be weeks, it might be months before he comes back with more news.
I didn't necessarily infer that. I agree with you. I know some people have been critical of him, but you know what? He has owned every mistake that he made. He has brought in so many other investigative units because he realizes that there might be some holes, right, in what Pima County Sheriff's Office has. So I think he has actually been a great leader in terms of all of this. But I think probably what he is asking is, the problem in law enforcement is he has to walk this fine line of essentially being a public information officer, right? Giving updates, giving those things, answering questions. But at the same time, they have an investigation to run, right? And they have a victim to find. And so what he's basically saying is, listen, I might not be as frequent in answering your questions or having these news conferences. So if you could kind of give me time in terms of that, it's not going to be my first priority.
Yeah. What do you make of them going back to the house and looking again?
Well, and I was very, I'll be honest, I'm on News Nation, and I was very critical of them for releasing that crime scene too quickly. I believed it was released too quickly, and the sheriff owned it, actually, at that news conference yesterday, which I appreciated. I believe because the FBI was brought on about a day or so after all of this happened, they probably didn't have time to process that crime scene in the way that the sheriffs obviously had time to process that crime scene. And when you have all of those different units coming into play, that is exactly why you need to keep the crime scene closed for longer. And, you know, kind of to your point, it doesn't need to be opened for any reason or for anybody other than to conduct this investigation and get as much evidence as possible.
Yeah. What do you make of the ransom note story? I know the one was totally bogus and, as they called him, an imposter. And you get these cranks sort of to sort of take advantage of this terrible situation. But they said they got a ransom note. We don't really know what it said. We can sort of guess from some of the statements that the family has made. But they haven't ruled it in, and they haven't ruled it out. What do you make of that?
You're right. They haven't. And I think that is why, you know, the FBI has to take all of it seriously until they can debunk it. And so what that tells me with this particular ransom note is at the time of Savannah Guthrie's brother making the video yesterday, they still either, you know, hadn't been able to debunk it or decided that it was credible, right? One of the two. I think it's probably very difficult for them to be able to debunk this particular one. It sounds like the person used, a burner email, essentially, you know, VPN and encrypted chat. And that can, I know people think the FBI can turn something around in 2 minutes, but that really actually takes some time to go through. And I think that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, they did find the one guy pretty quickly.
Correct, yeah. Because I think he didn't use good what we call OPSEC or operational security in terms of making whatever he used to communicate with.
Yeah, let's talk technology. We're assuming, I guess, once the FBI comes in, they've got more technology. But what kind of technology can they use that would be beneficial, that would help sort of answer some of these questions?
Well, typically the FBI, when they're brought in to help from a technological perspective, it's mostly cell phones. The cell phone towers is typically what they're very good at and very quick at being able to run down. The second piece that there is being brought in that I think some folks just didn't catch is ICAC is there, and that's the Internet Crimes Against Children. And I understand that this is an elderly adult. But one of the things that they are very, very good at is online kidnappings, essentially. So, you know, when you see those kind of fake scams, particularly ones about children, that's ICAC, and they know how to quickly be able to decipher where a lot of the Internet activity is coming from. And so those are really kind of the two ways which they would be helping, you know, technologically.
Are you saying that you think they brought this unit in because just to sort of see if she was being scammed online, which that could be a thread of to find out what happened?
No, they brought that unit in because one of the things that they do is they get to the bottom of who runs, child exploitation websites. That's what they do, is they find the origin of who runs those sites. And so what I think they're trying to do is, obviously, that one ransom note that we know about came in through email, so that's digital. So they're trying to run that and figure out who was the origin of that. That's what they're doing.
Gotcha.
That's what that group does.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. They keep saying that there's not a person of interest and they have no suspects. Again, I think those are official terms. I mean, if they were looking at somebody inside the family, a neighbor, a relative, somebody down the street, they might be interested in them, but not officially a person of interest. Is that how that works?
Yes. And I mean, to be completely honest with you, even if they had one, to your point earlier, they're not going to tell us until they feel that they have a good read on the situation. And so they may have people that they suspect. I don't know. But they're probably not going to let us know until after an arrest is made, quite frankly.
How often, Tracy Walder, former CIA staff operations officer, former FBI special agent, how often does a case happen where somebody just literally vanishes from their home?
I would never want to, you know, it's not an often situation, but I think to make it even more rare is that it's happened to an elderly person. That's what we typically don't see, especially in the case of elderly missing cases or silver alerts. It's typically someone who, you know, has dementia or who has Alzheimer's, who's sort of wandered away and then they're found, right? We really don't have a lot of elderly missing cases.
Mm. There, I know there's a lot of sort of rumors, innuendo, speculation. Everyone's got a parlor game. Everybody has a suspicion. The fact that she's a famous broadcaster, did that bring some attention to the mother? Was it random? Was it an accident? Were they really going for somebody else? I mean, this is rare territory in America because these things just don't happen. I mean, this is Lindbergh baby stuff. This is Michael Jordan's dad stuff. I mean, these things just don't happen.
You're so right. I would say one of the closest similarities we have to this is obviously the Lindbergh situation, which was, what, over 100 years ago now? That's how rare something like this is. I think we very commonly, unfortunately, see, I don't know if, I'm sure you're familiar with the online, like, kind of cyber kidnapping, right? They send a fake image of a kid or whatever, thinking that they've been...
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Kill Ms. Guthrie in her residence. I want to believe that something like this is going to be solved. Most people always make a mistake from a forensic, from a DNA, from a digital perspective. It may not be solved in the next 2 hours, although I would love that, you know, for the family to have that closure, but I do feel that it will be solved.
Yeah, interesting. Tracy Walder, former CIA staff operations officer and former FBI special agent, works with News Nation, well-respected. Tracy, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your insight. Be safe down the road, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. We are back. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call TermBusters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night, or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is, 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Hey, coming up, we're going to check in with Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. The movie we're going to do a deep dive on, Jaws. So stick around for that, and maybe you'll play the game. We got the text line open, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We got lots of texts tonight. Let me see if I can run through a couple of them. This one's from San Antonio, Texas. I think Nancy Guthrie was snatched by Mexican kidnappers. Tucson, only 60 miles from Mexico. It's plausible. It's very plausible. But also, was there a purpose, or did they accidentally take the wrong person? Right? Were they commissioned, or it was they were going seeking somebody and they broke into the wrong house? And it turns out it was her. By the time they realized it, it was too late. Now they have her. What do they do with her? Right? I know that's a Hollywood movie script, but this vanished without a trace. Vancouver checks in. I love Andrew's book, Diana, Her True Story, in his own words. I enjoyed the transparency of Andrew's quoting Diana's perspective. Here's another one. Johnny P., what time does the show air live? Good question. East Coast, we start at 9. Central Time, we start at 8. Phoenix, we start at 7, which means L.A., we would start at 6. And if you're in Hawaii, I believe Hawaii is 4 hours behind Central Time, so it would be 4 o'clock in the afternoon we start in Hawaii. From Rolla, Missouri, both Clintons are liars. Proven. Bill Clinton lied to the entire nation. When his wife claimed I did not, when he proclaimed I did not have sexual relations with that woman, should a pedophile claim the same if he had to, blah, 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 blah. Here's another one. Clinton made 30 trips to the Epstein Island while Trump kicked Epstein out of his club for inappropriate conduct. No comparison. Actually, that's not true. Bill Clinton denied he's never been to the island. Jeffrey Epstein said he's never been to the island. Giselle Maxwell said he's never been to the island, and the logs on the plane, never have Bill Clinton on the plane when he went to the island. It was used numerous times, if memory serves me right, to take him to a Clinton Foundation event, but never to the island. And everybody backs it up, even though there were a couple of victims who said they saw him there. There's no other evidence of him actually being there at the island. I don't make it up. I'm just telling you what the facts are. And we'll end with this one. Hey, keep up the good work. From Illinois, you remind me of Larry King after the heart attack. Well, that's good. I never heard Larry King before the heart attack. So maybe I heard him in a tape or two, but I've never heard Larry King after the heart attack. When he told the great story that he was such a heavy smoker. He quit smoking the day he had the heart attack. Just quit smoking. But before that, he would smoke, and he would smoke in the shower. He would have an ashtray, keep it outside the shower, and stick his head out of the curtain, take a puff, put the cigarette back in the ashtray, and go back to taking a shower. Now, that man was a smoker. Stay right there. Hollywood Exec for a Day with Theo Lewis Clark. It's our Friday night game night. We do it every Friday. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for TV Exec for a Day. And even though we don't have a poll, I'm trying to think, why don't we just use last week's poll? It's just one, two, or three. So let's just do that. So you, too, can play at home when it comes to when it comes to TV Exec for a Day. First of all, we need to welcome in the man who is the Hollywood Exec for a Day, and that, of course, is Theo Lewis-Clark. Good morning, Theo Lewis-Clark.
Good morning, America. Good morning, McGraw. Alex, Richard, how's everybody doing?
We are doing just fine. Yeah, we've closed out the poll, and the poll is open. Here's how the game is played, and you, too, can play along at home. Theo Lewis-Clark has three projects that he is going to tell us about. Two of them have been greenlit by Hollywood executives. One of them is fake. We have to determine which is real and which is fake. Alex is going to choose, Richard is going to choose, and I'm going to choose. And the audience, you are going to choose as well. And if you get it right, we will pay for a date for the two of you. No, I'm kidding you. Here's how you play along at home. You text in to 844-262-4729. That's the phone number. 1-844-262-4729. You text in the number 1, the number 2, or the number 3, whichever one you think is the fake made-up movie. And then at the end of the segment, we will unveil who the winners are and who the losers are. And you, too, can play at home. Text in your comments to 1-844-262-4729. And with that, Theo, you have the floor.
Okay, let's do it. Is it number 1? She has borderline personality disorder. She wins $86 million in the lottery. She abruptly stops her medication, moves to a casino hotel, and finances herself a live talk show about her life, her obsessions, and her mental health struggles. Or is it number 2? Three unruly women get released from prison to participate in a rehabilitation expert at a college, but the doctor heading the program secretly gives them drugs that increase their hostile, destructive tendencies instead of curing them and calming them down. And this leads to utter chaos on campus, of course. Or is it 3? In 2038, an intergalactic scientist is the only living survivor on his colony's spaceship as it crash lands in the Old West. He meets Billy the Kid, and he respects his instincts for survival and Billy the Kid's notoriety, which makes him a perfect guide through time fractures. Now, together, they join forces to stop a roaming cosmic assassin hired to erase history one legend at a time. Oh, yeah. Stumpage. All of you, none of you will guess.
All right.
Number 1. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Recap. Yeah, recap real quick.
I was going to recap briefly. Okay, cool. Is it number 1? She's got the borderline personality disorder. She wins a lot of money, finances her own TV show just to talk about it. Or the three women, they get released from prison. The dirty doctor's giving them bad medicine, making them act crazier and just making the campus, college campus, go wild? Or is it the intergalactic scientist lands on the colony, bam, finds Billy the Kid? They join forces to stop an assassin that wants to kill off, you know, erase history one legend at a time, just killing off all the legends.
So all right.
1, 2, or 3, what say you guys?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. So now's the time to lock in your votes. Text your results to 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Do you think it's number 1? Do you think it's number 2? Or do you think it's number three? Lock in your votes. We'll get back to that in a second. But Theo, you have going to do a deep dive on what movie tonight?
Yep, they might not know. It's going to be Jaws, the legendary Jaws. Everybody's seen it if you're a certain age, but it's incredible, okay? So, number one, the mechanical shark, right? It kept breaking down in the salt water. So Spielberg, he had to, quote-unquote, hide the shark is what they called it. He used shadows. He really used the music score and the point-of-view shots from the character. So you see the characters reacting. So he essentially turned what was a limitation and invented what's now known as today's modern suspense thriller. That's why he's the GOAT, dude. This dude created a whole genre of movie. He created the suspense thriller.
Yeah, there's no question. The fin in the ocean was one of the greatest scare tactics in the history of the world. You're more scared not seeing the shark than actually seeing the shark.
Yeah, he was using the reaction from the characters. Yeah. He used the music, shadows. Anyway, now we got suspense thrillers, which is great.
Okay, well, and think, the shark. Hold on a second. Think about this for a second. This guy's a genius. You're sitting in a movie theater. You're not in the ocean. You're sitting in the movie theater, and you're afraid a shark might bite you. I mean, that's how good that guy is. Yeah.
I thought that shark was behind me.
All right, what else you got?
Now, speaking of the shark, his name, he had a name. His name was Bruce. Guess who he was named after?
No idea.
Spielberg's real-life attorney, Bruce Raymer.
All right.
He named the shark after his attorney. Okay, so this is really interesting, okay? So when Spielberg first hears the theme, you know, the dum, so the composer, he plays it for him without any footage. And so Spielberg looks at him and is like, you're joking, right? There's two notes. He later hears it again, paired with the footage. That's when he realized it was genius, and it went on to be genius. You know that music. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so Roy Scheider, the lead actor, he improvised the most iconic line in the film. You remember it?
I'm going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat? Yeah, I knew you wouldn't disappoint McGraw. You need a bigger boat. That's one of the most quoted lines of all time of any movie. So, yeah, man, that's the deep dive. Y'all better make sure y'all go to TheoLewisClarkRadio.com. Send me any information you want, any suggestions for movie, any movie you want me to deep dive into. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's play the game.
The interesting thing about Spielberg is going through some of those things, right? Again, I know he turned... You know, the shark not working into a genius, but it's the music, it's the Roy Scheider, right? I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but he had a lot of things working for him in that. He had a lot of good actors, right? It was released in the summer because they thought it was going to bomb, and it turned out to be the summer blockbuster. So it was the original summer blockbuster. And then after that, they realized people will go to the movies in the summer. And so therefore, Jaws created the summer blockbuster. So
look at you.
Yeah.
Alex has got a little information too. Alex told me he knows somebody that was in the film. Alex.
I do. One of our former, anchors over at Westwood One when he was a child was one of the extras on the beach.
Nice.
Because he lived in the town where the movie was filmed.
How about that? All right, good.
All
right. By the way, hold on a second. We have just a few minutes left. If you're in the audience and you want to vote on is it number one, number two, or number three, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Text your questions or text your, is it, you think it's one? Two or three. All right, recap, and let's get to the picks.
Okay, great. Is it number one? She's got the borderline personality disorder. She finances herself a talk show because she won the lottery, and then she's talking about her mental health struggles. Or is it number two? The three women get released into prison. They go into this program at a college. They think they're getting drugs to calm them down. Nope, dirty doctors giving them drugs to hype them up even more. And so now we got chaos on campus. Or is it the intergalactic scientist? He crashes, meets Billy the Kid. They team up, and they team up to kill a cosmic assassin who was hired to erase history one legend at a time. So it's the borderline personality, it's the three unruly women, or it's the scientist and Billy the Kid. What say you, gentlemen?
All right, Alex, you'll be first up tonight. What do you think?
Well, I hate to go against talk radio, but I think I got to go with number one. Number two sounds like a great comedy film, so I think that one's real, and I think number three is real as well, because that also sounds like a very plausible sci-fi movie to me.
All right, so say number one.
So I'm saying number one.
All right.
I wrote it down.
Richard, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with number two. Hmm. I feel like that movie, it just seems like it wouldn't happen in real life. Like, yeah, it could be a comedy like Alex was saying, but I feel like college campus, drugs, it just wouldn't be a long movie.
All right. There you go. You think number two is fake. The audience right now is coming in at 65% of the audience thinks that it is number two. So the audience is locked in with number two. And I'm going to go with number two as well. Number one.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alex, you're dead wrong. That's a movie, 2014, and it's called Welcome to Me, starring the great Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live fame. One of my favorite characters on Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig.
Wait, what's it called?
Welcome to Me.
Welcome to Me with Kristen Wiig.
Great movie, superstar. Her best movie in my mind. That and Bridesmaids. But anyway, or is it number two or three? Have I stumped the entire America, the United States of America, and McGraw, or Richard McGraw and America Wright? Unruly women get released from prison to participate in a rehabilitation experiment at a college, but the doctor heading the program secretly gives them drugs that increase their hostile, destructive tendencies instead of curing them and calming them down, and this leads to utter chaos on campus. Richard, you led everybody astray, bro. McGraw and America. That's a movie, 1976, called The Student Body, which means Beale is back, baby. In 2038, an intergalactic scientist is the only living survivor on his colony spaceship. As he crash lands in the Old West, he meets Billy the Kid and respects his instincts for survival and his notoriety, which makes him a perfect guide through time fractures. Together, they join forces to stop a roaming cosmic assassin hired to erase history one legend at a time. That's in Theo's world, and it's called Gunsmoke and Galaxies.
Well, I thought that was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, there's nothing to do with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, baby. That's Theo's world, Gunsmoke and Galaxies.
Didn't they go flying through space in a telephone booth and Billy the Kid shows up?
Oh, I don't know about that. I never saw Bill and Ted's Favorite Adventure. I just know you got stumped.
There you go.
You guys got to reach me. TheoLewisClarkRadio.com. See you next Friday. Guess me if you can.
Only 30% of the audience picks number three. So,
Of course.
All right, good. Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. Thanks, Theo. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You got it. There you go. Theo Lewis Clark, Stumps us again. That's Alex is wrong, and Rich is wrong, and I'm wrong. 3 weeks in a row, 2 weeks in a row. We got to get back on the winning ways. Stay right there. America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number settings. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective. It does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Sponsored by Underwriters Laboratories.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, stay right there. We've got lots to talk about tonight. We got the opening ceremony in Milan. We've also got the latest on Nancy Guthrie. We also have some news that it's classic politics of 2026, and that is President Trump put on his Truth Social posting tonight, or I guess earlier last night. Was a picture or a video, reposted it, depicting, it was a video, and then out of nowhere comes at the end of this video about voter fraud, somebody spliced in and photoshopped in a picture of the Obamas on a their heads on a body of apes. It's the only way to describe it. I can't believe I'm even saying this. And he put it on his Truth Social page. It was up there for 12 hours, and then the White House finally took it down. And condemnation is coming in from all corners of the universe. Democrats, obviously, but quite a number of Republicans have been critical of the White House, including Tim Scott, the only black Republican from South Carolina, the only black Republican senator who happens to be from South Carolina. He said, I'm praying it was fake because it was the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. The president should remove it. It stayed up there for 12 hours. The president telling, or the White House saying, conflicting stories. First, they sort of defended it. Then they said somebody posted it, but we don't know who. It wasn't the president. Then the president came out and said, I saw it. I gave it to somebody to post, but I didn't see the end of it. So the White House has got six different stories going on. The point is that, and we can talk about this next hour and talk about how this is just really sad. It's just, you know, it's sad that this is the game we play in 2026 in America. This is the game we play in a just a really sad time in America. We'll come back and talk more about it. With phone calls. Also, we have a poll up. Love to get your poll. 844-262-4729. The poll up is very simple. Text Patriots or Seahawks. Spelling doesn't matter. Patriots or Seahawks. If you think the Patriots are going to win, Patriots. If you think the Seahawks are going to win, we should, let's do 4.5 points. The Seahawks have to win by 4.5 points, so we are including the point spread in this. The Seahawks, you think the Seahawks are going to win and cover, or do you think the Patriots are going to win? Simple as that. 1-844-262-4729. We'll take some phone calls on that Truth Social post that has the country melting down. And phone calls, text messages, all that straight ahead. Stay right there. Our executive director tonight is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once,
he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. There's been a shooting of a Russian military official in Moscow.
Alexeyev is the first deputy head of Russia's military intelligence since 2011. The shooting came a day after Russian, Ukrainian and US negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks in Abu Dhabi. They aimed at ending the nearly four-year conflict in Ukraine. Since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine nearly 4 years ago, Russian authorities have blamed Kyiv for several assassinations of military officers and public figures in Russia. Ukraine has claimed responsibility for some of them, but it has not yet commented on the shooting of Alexeyev. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
There's been a slight drop in the number of U.S. births.
Early data suggests that U.S. birth rates fell a tad in 2025, with about 24,000 fewer births than in 2024. So far, only the number of births are available, and not birth rates, along with other information that can give insights into who is having babies. For example, while actual births increased in 2024, the fertility rate actually fell. The fertility rate is a statistic describing whether each generation has enough children to replace itself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in Washington in connection with the rampage that killed four Americans. Zabur al-Bekush has been wanted by the United States for more than a decade. The family of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. Guthrie's brother, Cameron, posting a second plea on social media on behalf of the family. The message came hours after Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano said the investigation doesn't or don't have proof the 84-year-old is alive but believes she's still out there. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Uber is found liable in a sexual assault case.
A federal jury has ordered Uber to pay $8.5 million to a woman who says one of its drivers raped her during a 2023 trip. Uber has faced criticism for its safety record, much of it spanning from thousands of incidents of sexual assault reported by both passengers and drivers. Sarah London, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiff, said the verdict reached in Arizona validates the thousands of survivors who have come forward at great personal risk to demand accountability against Uber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Three fans who have attended every Super Bowl since 1967 are going again this year, but two of them say it might be their last time. Don Crisman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel of Florida are the last remaining members of the exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game, but this year's Super Bowl has little bittersweet. Crisman and Hertzfield have advancing age and mobility issues, and maybe their last one. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Dow soared to new heights Friday.
The stock market soared to its best day since May, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 50,000 points. The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed to 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. Investors hope those companies will see more big gains from spending by companies building up their AI infrastructure. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The negotiations, while praised by Iran and Oman, appeared to be a return to the starting point on how to approach discussions over Tehran's nuclear program after multiple rounds were held last year before the 12-day war. Breaking news and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's so vile and disgusting. But he posted this video of, I guess, somebody else. And it started off as some type of voter fraud video. And then somebody spliced in a derogatory picture of First Lady Michelle Obama and former President Barack Obama in a very discriminatory manner. And that's as far as I want to go. It ain't hard to figure out what it is. I just don't want to be a party to it. You know why Donald Trump does something like this? Because he can. And that's the reality is there is no recourse. Somebody else were to do that, their job would be, they'd be shamed, they'd be fired, they'd be taken off the air, they would lose whatever endorsements. Donald Trump can do this. I don't know why he can do it. But he can do it. But for some reason, he can go to a prayer breakfast on a Thursday and post something like this on a Friday, and that's okay. There shouldn't be an excuse. There should be no excuse in 2026 for anybody to pretend accidentally, by accident. I didn't know. No, you are President of the United States. You and your staff are the most powerful man in the world. How do you think this makes us look around the world? How do you think this makes us look to Americans? How do you think this makes this look to a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 20-year-old or anybody, right? It's a sad commentary on where we are. And President Trump can do it. I don't know why he can do it, but he can do it. Nobody else can do it. But it speaks more to him, the fact that it was up for 12 hours, the fact that they can't get their story straight. It's just embarrassing. And, there's nothing you can do about it. He's president of the United States. A couple of Republicans have come out and said very similar things, right? That it was wrong and it was offensive. It should be taken down. Pete Ricketts, governor, senator from Nebraska, wrote, a reasonable person sees the racist context. Roger Whitaker, a Republican from Mississippi, calls it totally unacceptable. A lot of Republicans speaking out, but it doesn't matter. It's inappropriate. There is no excuse. There is no justification. There is no, but what about Biden or what about Hunter Biden's laptop? On its own, forget it. Just let it stand on its own. It's inappropriate. And there's nothing else to say. So I won't say it because it's just inappropriate. I don't care if you're the biggest Trump fan in the world. There's no justification for it. It's really sad that the most powerful man in the country has to do something like that. Those are my thoughts. Sorry if you disagree. We can just agree to disagree and shake hands and move on. But Donald Trump can do it because he can. Anybody else would be vilified, would be shamed, would be embarrassed, would lose their job, lose their stature, lose their, whatever else, lose their endorsements. But that's not the world we live in today. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. We'll take phone calls, we'll take text messages, we'll take all comers. Catherine in Vancouver, welcome to America at Night.
You know, you were talking about Jaws, and it reminded me when I was a kid, and I'd never been to a drive-in theater, and this lady in the neighborhood, she piled all the neighborhood kids in this huge car, like the Brady Bunch had, with the wood paneling.
Yeah.
You could fit 100 kids in there, right? And we were freaked right out. Like the music, and we're in the dark and in a field, right? And then you got the speaker sitting there blaring this, and I'm like, this is child abuse. Like, I'm going, you guys, you freak kids out. We couldn't even go into water after that. And I was just like, this is insane.
I remember watching it in the movie theater. My father and my mother took me to that movie for whatever reason. And I remember being petrified, but that wasn't the movie that scarred me for life. The movie that scarred me for life, Catherine, was my mother. Now, I grew up on Long Island, okay? And my mother, and I remember like it was yesterday. It was a Friday night, and my mother says, let's go to the movies. And I said, oh, my goodness, this is great. She took me to go. I'm 9 years old, and she took me to go see the Amityville Horror movie.
Oh, no.
It took place on Long Island, allegedly. I'm only 20 miles from where this devil destroyed this family. I was underneath my seat, and I've never really gotten over it, to be honest with you. You need to be a little more careful when you take kids to movies.
Totally. Like, they got to write a book on this. Dude, get it with it. They can't figure it out. You don't freak
it out.
I was so
freaked out at the movie that my mother, instead of like saying, oh, let's leave, right? She kept saying to me, just remember, they get out alive. just remember they get out alive. I'm like, that's not helping. That is not helping. Anyway.
She didn't say it's just ketchup?
No. They escaped the devil. Don't worry about it. This time they escaped the devil. So that shows you a little insight into my world. Catherine in Vancouver, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
You got it. Gil in San Antonio, Texas. Gil, welcome to America at Night.
Yes, thank you for taking the call, McGraw. I've been very, very busy lately. I'm helping to run one of the local congressional campaigns for...
Oh, good for you.
Very interesting. One of the people that we're running against is a former Major League Baseball player. I guess you know about that.
Yeah, you're running against Mark Teixeira?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know he's running for Congress. Is it a House seat?
House seat, District 21. Yeah. It's right now it's Chip Roy, but Chip Roy is running for Attorney General of Texas because Ken Paxton is running for the Senate.
Got it.
Texas.
Now, are you running a Republican race or a Democratic race?
Republican.
Okay. All right. So you're running in, you're helping somebody run against Mark Teixeira in the Republican primary.
That's correct. We
okay,
look like
got
we're
it.
Number we're, there. Are, it's an interesting race. There are 10 candidates in the race. It's going to go to a runoff, the top two candidates, and we're trying to get our guy to be number two.
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the Arizona kidnapping. I sent you that text. If you recall, I was in a Mexican prison for 241 days.
Right.
Number of hours and some minutes, but who's counting? But the prisons are not run by the guards. The prisons are run by the prisoners. And the prisoners who ran the place where I was, I got very close to them, were three kidnappers. And the mind of a sociopath is very, 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 I wish I had taken more courses in psychology.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carrie Grau. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Reach the minimum number to make it a legit poll. So text your winner of the Super Bowl, Patriots or Seahawks. Text either one of those to 1-844-262-4729. And, of course, a couple of phone calls along the way. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of the conversation on America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
Looks like the Seahawks are killing it in the America at Night Super Bowl poll. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. The Seahawks are the really no Patriot fans out there, which is interesting because Patriot fans, I digress. Though I did hear, and I don't want to call him out on a national show, but I did hear a prominent broadcaster today who may or may not be a Patriots fan talking about how they won their first Super Bowl in 2000, and I guess that would have been January of 2002, down in New Orleans where they beat the Rams, and that was Tom Brady's first Super Bowl of many. And how they, right, he burst onto the scene and giving the Patriots all this credit for beating the Rams in that Super Bowl. But let us remember that the New England Patriots filmed the Rams practices illegally, mind you, and are rumored to be having a whole bunch of information illegally obtained, mind you, that helps propel them to that victory. If you remember Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf with the St. Louis Rams in New Orleans, that was the Super Bowl after 9/11, right? They had to push it back a week because of 9/11, but they pushed it back a week. It was in New Orleans. I believe it was U2 or Bill McCartney or Paul McCartney who played I think it was U2. Anyway, the halftime show. Anyway, the point I'm making is that the Patriots get a lot of credit for winning a lot of Super Bowls, but they cheated a lot. Let's not kid ourselves. They lost draft picks. They had to ask for forgiveness. Tom Brady had to sit out a couple of games, deflate gate, and looking in on the Rams, filming the Jets. I mean, they won a lot. No question about it, but they cheated a lot too. So while we're patting ourselves on the Patriots on the back, let's remember that they were extremely lucky that they just randomly picked some 6th-string quarterback named Tom Brady. And the Jets were nice enough to knock out the starting quarterback to put him in because he wasn't going to play. And ultimately, they kept filming the other team's practices and getting inside information. That's why they won all those Super Bowls. So I'm shocked the Patriot fans aren't more excited about this weekend's game. Maybe because they have they been able to tape the Seahawks practices? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see about that. But the Patriots, the experts are saying that the Seahawks defense is going to carry the day. We'll just sort of wait and see. But Sam Darnold off the trash heap. He was the Jets, got traded to Carolina, was released by Carolina, picked up by the Minnesota Vikings, led them to 14 victories, then was released by them because they wanted to go back to their other quarterback. Gets picked up by the Seahawks. Now he's one game away from winning the Super Bowl. It's a nice story. I guess, if anything, I'm rooting for that. All right, stay right there. We got more phone calls, more text lines. Patriot fans still chiming in. Text your comments, 1-844-262-4729, or phone calls. Get a couple of phone calls in. We have a couple of lines open for you now, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night with
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Agent.
furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. And let me tell you, I love numbers. 1040s, 1099s, W-2s, all of them. With TaxSlayer, anyone can file a federal return for just $22.99. You'll get 100% accuracy and your biggest possible refund guaranteed. Now those are great numbers. Need help along the way? We've got U.S.-based real human support. File by February 8th for just $22.99 and get the refund you deserve. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Starting off the show, for those who are just joining in, we talked about President Trump's tweet or Truth Social that he posted the discriminatory, derogatory, inflammatory post of Michelle Obama and President Obama. And I started off by saying that Trump posted it because he can. And the backlash is, not as he can just get away with things that other people can't. And, there is no backlash and nobody really pushing back on that. I guess that's a good thing. I mean, we can all agree. Most of us can agree that it was inappropriate. Doesn't matter what you think of President Trump. Doesn't matter that you voted for him or not. Right. I think we can all agree that it's a sad commentary on the world we live in that one president would post such a inappropriate, no redeeming quality. There was absolutely no reason for him to do, none whatsoever. What was the point other than to be mean, to be spiteful, to be rude, to be insensitive, to be disgusting? What was the point? So not a lot of pushback on that. I find that interesting. Your comments, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. The text line is alive and well here from Illinois. Look closer at Nancy's son and the son-in-law that plays in a band that sounds somewhat dark. The name of the band says it all. All the alarms and cameras have been turned off. Only family or caretakers would know where every single security device would be. The son-in-law is a teacher, I thought. And the son-in-law is into bugs or snakes. He's a sort of a, I don't know if he's a hobbyist or what, but I thought he was a teacher. And he was the last person to see the mother alive. He dropped her off. And from all accounts, she went into the house, and she was there. The police have said numerous times that they don't have a person of interest and they don't have a suspect. So I know the son-in-law keeps on being brought up, But you need to be very careful in things like this, right? Did you ever see the movie Richard Jewell? Man, that was a great movie. That was the movie of the Atlanta bombing, where Richard Jewell was wrongfully accused. And I don't want to say his life was ruined, but it was very unfair what happened to that man. And ultimately, many news organizations had to apologize because they identified the person of interest, and he was completely innocent. They ultimately found the Atlanta bomber years later. But that poor man, Richard Jewell, went through hell because he was unjustly accused prematurely by the news media. Now, today, it's times 100 because of all of the social media, and everyone has access to a phone and pictures, and everybody can make a comment. So the son-in-law, you need to be very, very careful. The police have said emphatically that they don't have a suspect of interest. So just because they heard something about the son-in-law, let's not jump on the son-in-law. So that's my two cents. Let's see here. From Kansas. Good evening, McGraw. The subject matter on Churchill was very boring. I apologize. Here's one from Idaho. McGraw, love the book on Churchill. I love your history topics. Okay, so one liked it, one didn't like it. I don't know what to tell you. Let's see here. Did Savannah Guthrie do any stories about ICE and indicate support for ICE? My gut tells me that the mom was taken by a radical left loony to make a point about snatching people off the street. Granted, she wasn't literally taken off the street, but you get the point. Look, I said this last night. I'll say it again, and I'll say it one more time. Some people are looking at this story through their partisan lens. And just like with the tragic story of Charlie Kirk, just like the tragic story of somebody with a gun shooting up a school, right? However you can spin it, however one can spin it to justify their point of view, they'll do, right? Forgetting the fact that it's a story. If this turns out to be an undocumented worker or an undocumented alien, or an undocumented person, right? All of a sudden, that's why we have to, that's why we have to pick up every single person in the history of mankind and kick them all out of the country, right? If the person has a Muslim-sounding name, okay, that's a terrorist. We've got to, it's amazing how we react to the crime based on the person's name. The person's name is John Smith. We react very differently than the person's name is Mohammed, versus the person's name is Rodriguez, versus the color of their skin, right? We react differently based on the name of the person and the color of the skin. And it's really quite sad. And there are people who are, I've seen it because I've seen the text messages. I've seen the emails. I've heard the phone calls. I've heard people say, they're convinced it's a undocumented worker who's in this country illegally because Biden brought him in and this is Biden's fault. Okay, really? You're not helping. And so, I've heard other people say, oh, this is a crazed Trump supporter who hates the media and lost their mind. Some mentally deranged person with a gun went in there and took her because, she's the mother of a media personality. Right. Again, casting aspersions on all sorts of things that aren't in evidence. So we don't know. We just don't know. Also from the text line, how dare you, McGraw, lump Trump and Musk in with pedos Bill and Prince Andrew? How stupid are you? I don't know what I said, but Elon Musk owns Twitter. Elon Musk has an artificial intelligence app that has created the ability to take an innocent picture of a child and turn it into child pornography. Now, I don't know who I'm lumping in with who, but if I were king, I would probably ask Elon Musk a couple of questions, and I would probably ask, could you please shut it off? And I don't think I'm infringing on anybody's free speech rights. I don't think you have a free speech right to create child pornography from innocent pictures. I don't think in the Constitution that was the intent of the Founding Fathers. And I don't think there is a court in America who would somehow say that that is an acceptable use of your free speech rights. Taking an innocent picture of a child from the internet and, I don't even want to say photoshopping it, and turning it to Twitter and having Twitter manipulate it into child pornography. I'm sorry. If that means I'm against free speech, well, then sorry. I guess I am. But it's pretty disturbing. And so I don't think Bill Clinton's been charged with that. For all of the problems Prince Andrew's under, I don't think Prince Andrew's been charged with that. How stupid am I? I mean, that's a question for you to decide on your own. I'm not lumping anybody in with anybody, but if somebody else created that website, we'd probably have a big problem with it. If Hunter Biden created that website, we'd probably have a problem with it. If Joe Biden created that website, we would probably have a problem with it. But since it's Elon Musk, I guess we don't care. 1-844-42-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Those are the phone numbers. More texts, more phone calls. Continue in a moment. America at Night.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Whitney Allen.
Mandino's Cabinets. The local pro.
Mandino's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandino's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandino's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Lives in a can. Barbasol, more than a great shave. It's bountiful optimism in the form of a rich, creamy leather. How's that for American ingenuity? Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
What's on your mind? Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
The text line's hot tonight. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. This one is from Kansas City, Kansas. This one says, McGraw, remember when Roseanne Barr made that derogatory comment about Valerie Jarrett? Remember what she said? That was racist. Roseanne Barr lost her job. No, I remember that was actually, that was really interesting. Roseanne Barr, I forget exactly what the quote was, but we'll see if we can find it here. But it was a derogatory comment about Valerie Jarrett, who was a major advisor to President Obama. It caused a major outcry. She ended up being dropped by ABC. The Conners was coming back, if memory serves me right. And then Roseanne Barr apologized profusely. And I think said, I was on Ambien. I apologized. She apologized again. She said, I'm sorry. And she took the post down or whatever it was. She's very sincere in her apology. And then ultimately gave up all of her rights to the Conners to let that go on. Then she was, cancel cultured. Look, we don't have enough time to get into all that. But Roseanne Barr, obviously, there's no excuse for what she did. But she apologized, right? And I think her apology was sincere. And I think, in this country, we have to be able to have the grace when someone makes a mistake to forgive them and move on. In President Trump's case, he hasn't apologized. They've sort of justified it any number of ways. It was somebody else's fault. It wasn't my fault. He hasn't apologized for it. It's been almost a full 24 hours. He hasn't apologized for it. So very different scenarios. And I haven't given you my take on cancel culture as of yet, but a great tweet from Kansas City, Kansas. Here's another one. This one is from, where's this one from? This one is from Florida. Love your show. So different and interesting. Thank you very much. Phyllis in Florida. Tony in Montreal. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. We're taking it easy here. A little bit of snow and a little bit of cold again.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong, Tony, with you taking it easy.
Well, I'll take that from you because that's a compliment.
Okay. What do you got?
Listen, I don't understand the Keir Starmer story. I heard you talking about it earlier. What I understand is he appointed Mendelstein or something like that, or Mendelstein.
Yeah, Mendelssohn.
As the
yeah.
U.S. ambassador. Mendelssohn?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
What is it that he didn't vet him appropriately, even though he lied to Starmer? Is that correct?
So, yeah. So apparently the Epstein files is so bad in Great Britain that this Mendelssohn, who is very well known and been in the political circles for years and years as an ambassador, he was caught up in this Epstein files. And because it's so bad, because Prince Andrew got in so much trouble, this guy's gotten in so much trouble, that Keir Starmer, among the other things he's being criticized for, was his poor judgment in hiring this man who was so close to Epstein.
Do you think he actually did not know about this being the prime minister and vetting someone? Just imagine a president of the United States appointing X person to be, I don't know, ambassador to England. Wouldn't you guys, FBI, CIA, 100 other different agencies vet him out? Because I believe even to be appointed as a judge in the Superior Court in Montreal, you have to go through a criminal and a background check, RCMP, SQ, which is Quebec Provincial Police or State Police. So I don't understand how he can say he didn't know about this. Sounds fishy to me. What do you think?
You know, I've it always sounds fishy when people in power are always say I didn't know, right? They are control freaks, right? They want to know every single thing about every single thing, and then the minute somebody's caught with their hand in the cookie jar, I didn't know what was going on, right? How many football coaches want to know every single thing every player's doing in every second of every day? And then when he's caught, you know, doing something wrong, or he's caught taking money under the table or something, the coach who says, I had no idea what was going on. Wait, somebody else was taking his tests for him? Really? I didn't know that. So
it's a good point. It's a fantastic point. And you know what? You said the other night, a good storyteller tells a good story. Even when it's a bad story, a good storyteller can still tell a good story and link in. So what you just said about a person acknowledging he's wrong. I had a kid that I coached that hit another player from behind in a hockey game and almost would have paralyzed the guy. He was twice his size. And I suspended him for 2 games. And then his mother showed up to my door because she had gone to high school with me. And the kid, he was captain of my team, said about a half an hour, showed up later to my home and said, did my mom come over? I said, yeah. He says, I want another game. Give me 3 games now. She doesn't talk for me. I went back into the dressing room with Bobby Holland, who played in the NHL as my assistant coach. And I told Bobby, tell him I'm coming in. I'm going to be making a speech. I told the whole team, I suspended this kid for 2 games. And now he's asked me for a 3rd game because he believes something happened and he deserves another game. I said, I'm wiping out. He's been suspended for 1 game. He's missed. I said, I can't teach him any more other than that he was wrong. And he said he was wrong. And he even added another game penalty because his mother came to advocate for him. The kid showed more maturity at 16 than his 35-year-old mother. Anyway, long story short, reinstated him that game. He scored 3 goals. We won 4-3. We beat the top team in the league. So that's what I call
that.
Redemption. That's what
I love that story.
That's a true story. That kid.
I love that story. But if I were the coach, I would have given him the 3 games. I would have honored his request.
Well, you know what? He knew the penalty. And
I get it. It's a great story. A great story told by a great storyteller, Tony. It's a great story. Just me, for me, I would have been like, you're right. Now go serve your 3-game suspension. I'm not saying there is no wrong answer. I'm just sort of throwing my 2 cents in. Tony, I got to go. That's a great way to end the week. Thanks for checking in, Tony. Have a good night. I got to go. I'm out of time. Where'd the time go? Another week down. Another week in the books. Hey, stick around next week. We have found Larry King's producer. 10 years. He also ghost wrote a couple of Larry King's books. We'll check in with him next week, as well as we found the jingle for Duke Zeberts. We will debut that, or bring it back, I guess, next week as well. We've got a full week of shows planned for next week as well. We appreciate you sticking around. We appreciate you listening, calling, chiming in. It is truly an honor of a lifetime to sit in this chair. It is so much fun. I thank you, everybody, for letting me do it, for as long as you let me do it. Our executive director tonight is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. Those are the two guys who makes the show sing. Any mistakes? That's my...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in connection with the rampage that killed 4 Americans. FBI Director Kash Patel says this capture sends the world a message.
If you kill an American citizen in an act of terrorism, we will hunt you down. We will bring you to justice, and you will face justice here in America, not in another court and not in any other proceeding around the world, but here. You killed our own, so we are going to take it to the streets to make sure you are held accountable.
Zubair al-Bakoush was identified by officials Friday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. Poisonous death cap mushrooms have killed several in California.
The California Department of Public Health says at least 3 people have died. 3 others have required liver transplants after eating death cap mushrooms. They are easily confused with safe edible mushrooms. There has been a lot of rain in California, and it means a bigger supply of mushrooms. Many who got medical attention suffered from rapidly evolving acute liver injury and liver failure. These people range in age from 19 months to 67 years old. Treatment is more difficult once the symptoms start. Experts say whether raw, dried, or cooked, don't eat death cap mushrooms. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says the United States had a very good talks on Iran and said more were planned for early next week, but he kept the pressure warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences would be very steep. The family of today's show host Savannah Guthrie is renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. Guthrie's brother posting a second plea on social media on behalf of the family. The message came hours after Pima County sheriffs said investigators don't have proof that the 84-year-old is still alive. More at townhall.com.
That is Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
31 families that lost relatives in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes hope to revive a criminal case against the aircraft manufacturer.
Their lawyer is urging the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn a lower court's dismissal of a criminal conspiracy charge Boeing faced for allegedly misleading government regulators. The dismissal came after the U.S. government offered to allow Boeing to avoid prosecution by paying $1.1 billion in fines and compensation. The families contend prosecutors violated their rights by failing to consult them properly. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal prosecutors say a Houston doctor has been indicted on charges of falsifying medical records for five patients. Authorities say the alleged action made by the patients ineligible to receive a liver transplant. Dr. John Stevenson Bynum Jr. was indicted by a grand jury in Houston on five counts of false statements relating to health care matters. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After once soaring to over $100,000, Bitcoin has taken a serious hit. More on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The price of Bitcoin has continued its month-long slide, even after the White House hosted banks and cryptocurrency companies this week, seeking common ground on pending legislation that would regulate stablecoins. Bitcoin dipped below $64,000 and has lost nearly half of its value since October 6, when it hit a record high of over $126,000. After Trump's 2024 election win, Bitcoin prices chugged even higher, as Trump strongly backed cryptocurrencies. Those gains have now been erased. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bitcoin rose back above $70,000 yesterday to halt its week-long plunge, at least for now. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
So it's going to be Islamophobia is a hate crime if the Islamist Muslim state senator has his way with his legislation. And the Democrats are busy redistricting the entire state so that they've got a 10 seats in the House of Representatives advantage over the Republicans, who have one seat in the entire state. And in Maryland, you know, the Democrats have done the same thing. Long ago, they did this in Maryland. And they narrowed it down to one Republican seat, and now they're planning on gerrymandering that one out of existence because they're the third world. They call themselves the Democratic Party, but you know, and I know, the American people know, they are not. They are not the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party isn't, right? Common sense isn't. Friendly fire isn't. And most certainly the Democratic Party isn't democratic. They're very undemocratic. And here they go. So, well, Texas, oh, and they condemn it, so they do it themselves over and over and over again in state after state. They've done it in California. They've done it in Maryland. They've done it all across the country. They do it all the time. And if you then say, hey, look what the Democrats are doing. We should do that. Then they say, oh, yeah? Well, we're completely flippin' insane, so we're going to do it times 10 on LSD with guns. Oh, speaking of which, we've got another Democrat in court today, don't we? Another Democrat assassin in court today. Which one is it, Michael? It's Luigi Mangione, the Democrat Party hero Luigi Mangione. He's back in court today, and I saw Luigi Mangione assassinated the healthcare insurance CEO in New York City, murdering him, gunning him down in the sidewalk, and pre-dawn stalking him
and creepy boy Luigi Mangione. And, of course, he's the new sex hero of the Democrat Party. I remember when they put on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine, they put Joker Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, on the cover of Rolling Stone. Going to get my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Because the more you kill, the more the Democrat Party admires you and likes you. They're the left, and the left is the most murderous death cult in the history of humankind. And now the Democrat Party, they're part of the international left, like the Red Brigades and the European communists. The Democrat Party is here, and they're violent and they're criminally insane. But we've got Luigi Mangione back in court today, and that reminded me that earlier this week we had sentencing for the Democrat that tried to assassinate Donald Trump at the golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, right? And also, and we had the Charlie Kirk assassin in court also. And the Democrat Party, they're part of all of this. They are, it's center to everything. Also, I want to update you on the kidnapping, the Bizona. And I went and did a little bit of poking around last night. I was reminded of Frank Sinatra Jr. being kidnapped, the son of Frank Sinatra Sr., you know, being kidnapped in 1963. And I did a little reading about that last night to remind myself that famous kidnapping case. The Democrats kidnapped Patty Hearst. You remember the left kidnapped Patty Hearst and turned her into a left-wing gun-toting terrorist robbing banks and things. But she was a hostage, so it was the Democrats. And yesterday we talked about William Ayers, the communist terrorist who was involved in the murder of the multiple murders of law enforcement and the Brinks guards. They were robbing the Brinks people to fund the communist revolution. And then William Ayers found himself leading up the Annenberg Foundation in Chicago with Barack Hussein Obama, right? Mr. Saul Alinsky, teacher himself. And we had that. But I learned something about the Frank Sinatra kidnapping last night that I didn't know anything about. And it was interesting enough where I said I should bring that in and share that tomorrow. Kind of fascinating stuff. But back to the kidnapping in Arizona, because it's a peculiar set of circumstances for a half a dozen reasons at least. But the missing Savannah Guthrie mother, Nancy Guthrie, and then we had that kind of tragic hostage video. We played the audio for you yesterday with Savannah Guthrie and her sister and her brother, but the brother-in-law was not in the video. And it turns out the brother-in-law is a bass player in kind of a heavy metal punk band or something. And the punk band, the band that he plays bass for is called Early Black. It's Early Black. He's a white guy. It's Early Black. And on their Facebook page, it says that they represent, among other things, love:murder. Love:murder. They have life:love. And then love:murder. And there he is playing his bass guitar for the band. And he has been perhaps conspicuously absent. He is allegedly the last family member and maybe the last person to see Nancy Guthrie alive, the 84-year-old mother of Savannah Guthrie. But that's an interesting development. And I think if I'm FBI, I'm kind of keeping an eye on him. I'm keeping an eye on him. And President Trump yesterday with Trump RX. Have you seen this? Trump RX slashing the prices of pharmaceutical drugs like no other president has. And the Democrats, they're angry about it because they're not happy. Unless they're not happy, they have to be angry in order to be in their normal state of mind. So we've got that. Yes, sir. Oh, and also speaking of assassins, because we got assassin Luigi Mangione, a hero Democrat, in court today. And we had the would-be assassin of Donald Trump in the golf course in Florida in court earlier this week. And the Democrat assassin of Charlie Kirk in court earlier this week. And now we just learned last night, we learned yesterday afternoon, authorities have arrested a Maryland man who is accused of stalking and trying to kill, to assassinate, the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Now, you're really kind of getting into psycho weird land here, Democrat Party. You guys are all mentally ill. trying to kill OMB director Russ Vought. Russ Vought. And he was stalking his house, and he was arrested, actually, weeks ago. And we just learned about it yesterday. It must be Democrats involved in the arrest. A 26-year-old man has been arrested. He doesn't look very good for 26 either, does he? A lot of comments about that on Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him. 26-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly stalking and trying to kill Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought. Sure, absolutely. Colin DeMarco, that's his name, Colin DeMarco. Maybe Colin, it is C-O-L-I-N. Colin DeMarco of Maryland was arrested on January 22nd. We didn't hear about it until yesterday. Was booked in Arlington County by the sheriff's office there on charges of first-degree and second-degree murder. Shouldn't that be attempted? Because I don't think he killed him. Wearing a mask in public, that's kind of funny. They all wear masks, don't they? An awful lot of them do. And carrying a concealed weapon, according to the court documents. So here is a 26-year-old Democrat from Maryland who was stalking the director of the Office of Management and Budget, not the highest profile person in any administration, but nevertheless, the Democrat wanted to assassinate him because Office of Management and Budget. According to the complaint, the arrest, he wrote a manifesto. Usually the transgender school killer Democrats write manifestos, don't they? Wrote a manifesto where he cited Project 2025, which the Democrats demonized and vilified. It was a working paper at the Heritage Foundation. And naturally, you want to kill people because the Democrats have turned everybody into a mentally ill, violently, criminally insane, would-be assassin, violent criminals. And so the 26-year-old Democrat, he said that he wanted to kill Russ Vought because of Project 2025 and because of a looming fascist takeover. Hey, wait a minute. These are Democrat Party talking points. What a coincidence. What are the odds of that? Pretty remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. The Democratic Party in 2026 supports and encourages violent extremism. Christy L. Talmadge on her Twitter account. I think that's true. Colin DeMarco, 26, was going to assassinate OMB director Russ Vought. Wow. She writes, I disagree with the Republicans sometimes, but they're the only sane major party. If you still support Democrats, you are the problem, writes Christy L. Talmadge. And a very good point, because we've got another would-be assassin that the Democrat Party incited to extreme violence. And they're going to run him for Congress. I think the Democrats are going to run him all for Congress before long. Isn't that amazing? And our great friend Vince Colonnaise also tweeting out, another weak and vicious-minded man attempted to assassinate a Trump official, this time Russ Vought. What is the deal with that? The suspect reportedly targeted him because he thought he was fighting fascism, and he hated Project 2025. That makes perfect sense. These are the Democrats, and the Democrats are the fascists here, make no mistake about it. And here's the guy, 26-year-old. He could pass for 42. What do you think? He could pass for 42, maybe 43 years old. Not the Democrats. Being a Democrat is hard on you, you know. So there it is. Just great. And, you may remember the man that was arrested outside of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home with a gun, came in from across the country. That guy was Nicholas John Roski, 29 years old, sentenced to eight years in prison and a lifetime of supervised release. Honestly, the Democrat Party, they're a violent criminal enterprise, and they've reestablished their headquarters in Richmond, Virginia, where when they were the Confederate States of America, when they were the South in the Civil War, that was their capital, and they're building it up again. They're going to bring back slavery. This time it is, I think, illegal aliens that going to be using as their playthings, their slaves. Aren't they something? Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of the Squad faces terrorist ties allegations of terrorist ties in new report. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Democrats stealing the congressional map in Virginia because, oh yeah, you guys are fascists. Sure. Yeah. Your Democrat Party. Luigi Mangione in court today, would be OMB director, assassin. We just learned of his arrest yesterday, though the arrest took place weeks ago. Rashida Tlaib is backing terrorists. The billion stolen in Minnesota going to a terrorist group in Somalia because the Democrats are making everything better. They're making the United States unrecognizable. And a Muslim state senator in Virginia defining Islamophobia as a hate crime, an irrational fear of the people that crashed the plane into the Pentagon, loaded with passengers, you know. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time, and industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
The American can-do spirit lives in a can. Barbasol, more than a great shave. It's bountiful optimism in the form of a rich, creamy leather. How's that for American ingenuity? Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Oh, hello, it's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. And let me tell you, I love numbers. 1040s, 1099s, W-2s, all of them. With TaxSlayer, anyone can file a federal return for just $22.99. You'll get 100% accuracy and your biggest possible refund guaranteed. Now those are great numbers. Need help along the way? We've got U.S.-based real human support. File by February 8th for just $22.99 and get the refund you deserve. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Also, an Antifa radical covered in resistance tattoos on his chest and his face, arrested and charged with threats to ICE. Another Democrat arrested for plotting to murder the director of the Office of Management and Budget, no less, because the Democrat Party membership is a mental illness. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to line four. Let's talk to William calling from Falls Church, Virginia. Wilhelm, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, my buddy.
What is up?
We shook hands at the Birchmere. I was at your pretty wife's cake cutting ceremony.
That's wonderful.
Are you going to be there May 17th?
I am going to be there on May 17th. Is that the date? I can't be relied upon to give you the correct date, but I think that's the correct date. Yes, May 17th. For the free speech forum at the Birchmere you're talking about.
Oh, man. You need to do it twice a year instead of once a year. And we missed Mark Levin last time, but Sean Spicer was there and Sebastian Gorka was there before,
yep.
And then after COVID, they stopped doing it for a year or two. But it was really a pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. You're very polite. And you're looking at, is this right? The tickets go on sale? They go on sale today? Is that right?
I think maybe yesterday.
Okay, yesterday.
Tell your audience, everybody, chime in, man. It's the best venue in the world, man. I just love it.
Well, you're very kind, William, and it really is we've been doing it once a year, the Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere, which is a great venue. Usually music, bands and then once a year we've got us, the Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere. And tickets either went on sale yesterday. I think William's probably right. And Michael said today, you know.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're going to have another record cold weekend. We got all the, everything's frozen, all the snow pulling into the radio station here. If you crashed into the piles of ice outside the station, you'd have to call an ambulance because they got these giant piles of ice. And actually yesterday we had a very nice lady call in, Kat called in, driving a plow for the District of Columbia, in the District of Columbia, and she just couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more lovely. And it's not her fault. She's out driving a plow, getting stuff done. But the city of Washington does a very poor job of managing and handling all this, as is the case in Fairfax and in Arlington. And there are Democrats everywhere, and they ruin everything. Except at the Washington Post, where they had 19 climate change reporters. I think they have 8 White House reporters during the Trump administration. They had 2, I think, during Biden. And they were there with hot oil to give massages every day. His white hair on his legs, you know, in the pool. Yeah, but the Washington Post reportedly laid off 14 of its 19 climate change reporters. That's going to really put a dent in their climate change reporting, isn't it? I think it is.
This is for real. It is not made up.
This is not made up. It's definitely not made up. At the the great people at the Babylon Bee, the Babylon Bee people are pretty funny people. They really are. They're always pretty darn funny. Every day. And the Babylon Bee, wrote Seth Dillon, putting out, if your position at the Washington Post was recently eliminated, please consider applying to write for the Babylon Bee. We are seeking applicants experienced in writing fictional content presented in the tone and style of legitimate news organization. See, that's the Babylon Bee. Hey, Washington Post, we do what you guys do. You know, we're looking for people that are experienced writing fictional content, the Washington Post, presented in the tone and style of legitimate news organization. That's good stuff. The Babylon Bee, funny every day, and that's funny. And I put it out there, and it's true, you're a Washington Post person, maybe go get a job at the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee, I think, has a bright future. The Washington Post, probably not. But you do get to hang out with Woody Allen and Jeffrey Epstein until he was hanged in a jail cell, but never mind that. Also a funny one from George, well, it's George M.F. Washington on Twitter, who says, if there are no borders and everyone is welcome to come here, you know, like at the Grammys where nobody is illegal on stolen land, right? They've got that thing going for them. If there are no borders and everyone is welcome to come here, then why do we get so angry at Christopher Columbus every October? Well, that's a fair question. You know, that's so in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and he was an Italian guy working for the Spanish crown, and he arrived here, and the Democrats are still furious about that. You know, what, 500 years later, they're still furious. They've got a lot of issues, these people, a lot of serious issues. Yes, they do. But, yeah, it's true. Everybody's welcome. We have no borders. But somehow they're angry about Christopher Columbus coming here in the 15th century. Aren't they unusual? Yes, they are. And did you see the Democrats out there screaming the N-word at ICE agents in Minnesota? And that, not just one instance, but at least two, and I think three different instances where the Democrats are out there, and there's a black ICE agent and white liberal women screaming the N-word at the black federal agents who are armed. Apparently they're not familiar with the name Rene Good. They should familiarize themselves with the name Rene Good. But the Democrats, you got, I see where you're itching your trigger finger over there. Is that, we've got a couple of sound bites want to play for you because the Democrats, and they're really just amazing. They are. You want to play? Let's go. Where are those sound bites, Michael?
11 and 12.
Number 11 and number 12. Sound bite number 11 and sound bite number 12. White, liberal, Minnesota, protester, rioter, racist, the usual, you know, and their hero, Alex Pretty, who showed up with a gun and the extra magazine to the riot because, you know, he's looking at being a mass murderer like so many Democrats that become heroes of the Democrat Party. Instead, he got shot to death first, which is probably the best possible outcome. But, he attacked and spat into the faces of Latino federal agents, right? And I shared with you their names and so on, their Latinx, and spat in their faces. And now, and that's not racist because he was a Democrat before he was shot to death by federal law enforcement. And the Democrats are the party of everything racist in the history of the United States of America. They are racism incarnate. And here's a white liberal Democrat, rioter, calling the black ICE agent the N-word, and he is not amused, and he's cursing at her. We had to do a lot of bleeping here.
Move!
That's her.
Move around!
She's got a whistle.
Move around! What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, you some f***ing hoes! And you're black! What the f***? You're next!
White,
I don't want
white liberals, you're next, N-word.
You! Show me, bitch!
There's a mob of them out there, the whistles, screaming the N-word, and cursing him out, and he didn't shoot her. I know that he thought about shooting her, but he didn't shoot her. At least not on the video that we have right there. And isn't that amazing? And we saw that emerged last night. White liberal women are maybe the most mentally ill category of Democrats in the United States. But that's white. And honestly, what happened to white liberal women? They used to just go out and drink and, you know, have random meaningless sex, spreading STDs and stuff. Now look what they're doing. Now she's in this big, strong man with guns is putting up with these Democrats. And there was we saw that one, and I said, well, you know, last week there was another incident with more liberals, and we used this one, I think, night before last on the Newsmax TV show on the Right Squad at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And here's another. It's white liberal mob attacking an ICE agent who's a black guy, and the black guy is being accosted by these liberals one of whom is apparently a man dressed as a woman trying to pass as a woman. And the agent, while he's trying to move these people out of the way because they're interfering with federal law enforcement, he asks the guy, he says, like, are you a man? And then they really get upset.
Like, we should rip people apart from their families.
Are you a man?
Wow.
Is that a question?
Wow.
Yes, okay. Yes it is.
How do you feel about ripping people from their families?
Is that real good?
How's
it
here?
Sir, I need to move.
Okay, how's
Why are you calling a woman a man?
It's a man, man.
What kind of a guy does that?
Kind of a guy that recognizes that is a guy dressed like a lady, and he's got a little chin beard and the things like that. But we got to bleep it all out because, Black Ice Agent Minnesota. And these lunatics, including this tranny, this mentally ill tranny, is in the face of law enforcement. And the ICE agent says, who's a black guy, right? And he says, he wants to know whether to say, and he asks, are you a man? And then they, was that a question? Yeah, it was phrased as a question. It ended with a punctuation mark. There was a question mark. That was clearly and obviously a question. Any idiot recognizes that. But the Democrats there, they're nuts. And then they start calling him the House N-word. He's the House N-word. And we've got to bleep that up for because the Democrat Party, the party of Jefferson Davis and the party of Richmond, Virginia, as their capital, the Democrat Party. House N-word. There. And the guy's like, he said, are you a man? And it was because he wanted to know whether to say ma'am or sir. You should get out of the way because you're blocking a federal investigation. And he asked, kind of politely, said, are you a man? And they lose their minds, of course. Are you a man?
Wow.
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's, you didn't recognize it? That's parts of speech for $10, wink. You people are really something to write home about, you guys are. Yes, sir. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael, on this beautiful American Friday. Let's go to Rachel, calling from Clark County, Virginia. Rachel, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. Always a pleasure to speak to you. How are you today?
I couldn't be better, having the time of my life in this crazy Democrat loony bin.
Well, I think the only way to beat them is to truly to impose a statewide electoral college. If you think about it, our founding fathers set it up so that California and New York wouldn't control our presidential elections every year. Why wouldn't we apply the same concept statewide so that places like Arlington and Prince Allen County doesn't choose Abigail Spanberger and people like that every time?
Very interesting. A statewide electoral college concept, because the Democrats, you're making reference to the fact that Democrats in Virginia are planning on stealing congressional seats with guns like the criminals that they are. All right, not with guns just yet. But Virginia Democratic leaders announced a 10-to-1 congressional redistricting map. And the news media says a 10-to-1 redistricting congressional agreement. The agreement is only among Democrats. The Republicans didn't agree to it because right now the split is 6 Democrat seats to 5 to 5 Republican seats, rather. And now they say, well, we're going to redraw it and we're going to, we have some audio of these lunatics, don't we, these Democrats? And these people don't sound like they're from the United States of America. They're absolute lunatics. L. Louise Lucas on the redistricting of the entire state of Virginia for the Democrats to steal seats in the House of Representatives.
Today we are leveling the playing field. These are not ordinary times, and Virginia will not sit on the sidelines while it happens. We made a promise to level the playing field, and today we're keeping our promise. Our maps are ready. Virginia's ready. We said 10-1, and we meant it. And we are proud to deliver a map that stands up for democracy.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the truth. I got to say, Rachel, these people, and she is a state senator, Democrat, obviously. English is not her strong suit. Common sense, reason, rational thought, not her strong suits either. And you've got a very interesting idea that we take the states and say, well, You can't just do what they're doing now, right? And that's criminal theft of political power, isn't it? By third world banana republic Democrats who have no business in American or Western politics, for that matter, Rachel.
Absolutely fascist. And again, everything they accuse us of is exactly what they're doing. Our best bet here in Virginia is to go out and vote and win in midterms to try to stop their agenda the best we can. But I still refuse to believe Abigail Spanberger won. I don't even know how that happened, or, you know, the Jones guy. But I just think that the same thing would apply statewide, so that places like the big cities don't get to choose everything and make us people who live out in the country have absolutely no voice.
Well, which is their goal. Rachel, I love the thought. It's a wonderful thought. And the Democrat Party is the third world, because the left brings third worldism with them wherever they go. And now the Democrat Party is the left, and they're the third world, and they're criminals. And right, and you mentioned Jay Jones, who became attorney general in the election in Virginia after saying that if he had a gun with two bullets in it and he was in a room with Hitler and Pol Pot and the Republican Speaker of the State House, he would use both bullets, shooting the Republican in the head, and he would let the Socialist Workers Party, Adolf Hitler, live, and Pol Pot live, murderers of millions and millions of people. And he said he wanted to kill their children, too. And Luigi Mangione's back in court today.
It is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers. Like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed. And 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bum, 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 bum. The Justice Department announcing this morning the arrest of the ringleader of the Benghazi attack on the U.S. Embassy compound in Benghazi, Libya in 2012, where four Americans were murdered by radical Islamic jihadi terrorists. And you remember Barack Obama lied to us about it, said it was because of a video made by a guy in California. It was all a lie. Hillary Clinton said that this, you know, what at this point, what difference does it make? And I want to update you on that shortly because we're just learning about that now. Let's go back to the telephones, Michael. But I will update you on that. Another Benghazi arrest. The Democrats failed. It was their fault. The terrorists' fault and the Democrats' fault for being idiots and not providing help. But let's go to Marty calling from the Ozarks, not just a TV series anymore. Marty, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. This is truly an honor.
Well, it's my honor. Welcome. Thank you very much.
This morning, like most Americans, I quickly checked my phone and it said it was 39 degrees. And then it had the real field temperature. You know what that real field temperature was?
What was it?
It was 39 degrees.
Wow.
I thought I was in the twilight zone or something. That's not supposed to happen.
That is crazy science. How does that even happen? That's a failure of the Democrat Party, I think.
Undoubtedly. Okay. Speaking of weather, I bet Mr. Mamdani and a lot of locals are really praying about now.
They're praying for global warming right now, you say?
Yes, to help melt all their snow and ice, and they just laid off everybody from the local newspaper.
Certainly the Washington Post. I think maybe they need more self-immolations for the Democrats in New York and in Washington to help melt the ice. If they really cared, then they would self.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.